My name is Bill Garvelink, and this is the CSIS series, Careers and Development. And with me today is Margaret Ziegler, who is the director of the Global Harvest Initiative. Welcome.
Thank you, Ambassador Garvelink. It's great to be here.
Ah, terrific. I would like to ask you a question. Your career has focused on food security issues from the Hunger Center on Capitol Hill, and now with the Global Harvest Initiative, which takes more of a focus from the private sector in dealing with food security issues. So could you talk a little bit about how you've seen food assistance and the emphasis on food security, how that's changed over the past few years?
Sure. Well, food aid has been traditionally focused on the provision of a lot of commodities. The U.S. is probably the world's best provider and largest provider of food aid to international emergencies, and we have done a great job. We've reached, over the last 50 or 60 years, we've reached about 3 billion people with life-saving assistance. That all got started in the 60s, and we've been doing that kind of food aid, providing commodities and, to some extent, some other agricultural and development assistance around food security. But in the last 5 to 10 years, we've seen a real shift. We're doing some very innovative new things with food aid. We're ensuring that food stocks are pre-positioned a little bit closer to the areas where we know or anticipate there will be needs, and that helps cut down on the time of delivery. We've also done some new kinds of programming where we are bringing things like cash vouchers or food vouchers to give to people directly so that they can access food in a market that may still be functioning. That way we can reduce the amount of commodities that we bring into a country, which at times can destabilize a market. We've also, in the last about 3 to 5 years, ramped up our ability to help farmers grow more food and participate in developing better markets in the countries themselves. And we've done this through a program called Feed the Future. We've gotten about $1 billion in assistance for the last several years to invest in helping farmers be able to grow more food and to do it more efficiently. And we're also looking at ways to not only produce that food, but connect that food to demand in urban areas. And we've figured out ways to store that food better, ways that we can process that food into more nutritious products, and raise incomes for smallholder farmers. So this is one of the trends that I've seen in the last several years, and it's a good trend. We're still able to meet those international emergency needs with our commodity support, but we've also provided significant new resources to create better systems of agriculture in the developing countries themselves. And then finally, one of the newest ways that we're seeing a shift is the increasing participation of private sector. And when I say private sector, I mean everything from large companies like John Deere and DuPont and Monsanto and Elanco and Cargill, down to small companies that are local or regional, and making sure that they're involved in these processes helps with the sustainability of agriculture. Because essentially, agriculture is not a development project. Agriculture is regular economic opportunity, and we should try to shift as much as possible away from project-based assistance to helping countries and farmers develop their own economies to produce food locally and regionally.
Great. Thank you. I'd like to switch gears just a little bit, and we've talked a little bit before about opportunities for young professionals in the food and food security area. And I know you've mentioned before the importance of mentors, and I was wondering if you would comment a little bit about that.
Sure. I have been really fortunate in my life. Not that I necessarily sought them out at the time. I was just fortunate to meet key people who have helped me along my career path, and they oftentimes were people who came from disciplines or areas that I didn't expect. And one person like that was one of my first mentors here in Washington, D.C., a wonderful person by the name of Jean Dewey, who was the executive director of the Congressional Hunger Center when I first started there. And Gene had a background actually in the U.S. Army. And his experience as a commander of two different battalions of helicopters in the Vietnam War and his subsequent work in international refugee issues with U.N. High Commission for Refugees gave him a variety of experiences and knowledge and skills. And by working with him, I really was able to learn from him. He supported me. He gave me opportunities to lead. And it was just a wonderful experience to know and work with him for a number of years. And as a result, what I try to do now is I've learned some lessons from Gene is just try to take emerging leaders under my wing and give them projects and challenges and opportunities so that they can develop their skills as well. And there's been a number of other people who have helped me, and there's plenty of them in most people's lives. I think we just need to be more intentional about spending time with these people, asking them questions, asking them for opportunities, and they will help you out, give you a hand. And I want to say one other thing. We had a nice session here this morning at CSIS, and I was amazed at how many young women were in the room. And I thought it was very appropriate because international agriculture and food security, especially in Africa and parts of Asia, are very much women's issues because there are preponderance of smallholder farmers that are women. And really understanding the needs of women farmers and addressing their needs for training and access to credit and opportunity, it's really important to get that gender dimension into our work. So it was good to see all the women that were here today. And as they enter into careers of agriculture and food security, I think they're going to really make a difference in the next 20 to 30 years in cutting the number of hungry people worldwide.
Very interesting. And I couldn't agree more. Where 80% of the smallholder farmers in Africa are women, and 60 to 70%, depending on the crop, in South Asia are women. So it's, you can't do food security without the gender issue and emphasizing the role of women. And I have to comment just one last thing. Gene Dewey helped me an awful lot, too. When I was in the State Department Refugee Bureau, he was one of the deputy assistant secretaries, and he sort of took me under his wing and got me very much involved with UN agencies and in the refugee business. So Gene is sort of a special guy. Mm-hmm. With me today is Margaret Ziegler, the director of the Global Harvest Initiative. And again, this is the CSIS series, Careers in Development. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.